U.S. Sound uses gender discrimination lawsuit as confetti during victory parade, pay us bitch. By Warner Todd Houston on July 10, 2019. The U.S. National Women's National Team, U.S. Sound, used paper from their gender discrimination lawsuit as confetti during their victory parade in New York on Wednesday. At one point, goalkeeper Ashlyn Harris said pay us bitch as her teammate Allie Long chewed on a piece of the confetti. Harris posted a message to social media claiming that she used crumpled-up pages from the federal class action lawsuit she joined to force the U.S. Soccer Federation to pay female players the same as male players. The player took to her Instagram account to post a video of the crumpled pages with the caption, "Our lawsuit is in the f-ing trees, bitch." In the video, midfielder Allie Long is also seen stuffing one of the pages into her mouth. While Long is chewing, Harris says, "Pay us, bitch." The 28 players of the U.S. team filed a lawsuit against U.S. Soccer in May. The lawsuit was filed in Los Angeles under the Equal Pay Act and Title VII of the Civil Rights Act and alleged gender-based discrimination by the U.S. Soccer Federation. But as Breitbart Sports reported, the pay gap is far from just gender bias. The reason there is a pay gap between the men and the women is that the men bring in many more fans and millions of dollars more in revenue than the women's soccer. The pay gap is about economics, not gender bias. The U.S. women's team turned their World Cup appearance into a politics with constant broadsides against the president and making numerous political proclamations such as protesting about equal pay. Team co-captain Megan Rapinoe also refused to place her hand over her heart and sing the American national anthem. For his part, President Trump congratulated the team for its World Cup win in a Sunday tweet. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Twitter @WarnerThouston.